Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Hey, you're listening to the 967th episode on Purpose Kingdom Network, or should I say of Purpose Kingdom Network, 967th episode of Purpose Kingdom Network. And guess what? I am your girl, Adrian Misunderstandings, and tonight, Pastor Toy Daly and me, my husband, are sitting at the table. So we going to do a Let's Talk About It special edition. Special edition. Ladies?
Hey, everybody.
Hello. Hello, Blog Talk.
If you're out there and you would like to join us live on the air, please, the number to dial is 319-527-6091. If you press 1, it'll get you in. At least it'll trigger us to let you know, to let us know that you're there. Tonight's topic is the elevator is out of order. All right, so if it's your first time on Purpose Kingdom Network, what I would say is welcome to the kingdom. We encourage you to send this link or the number to everybody that you know and get everybody involved and get them in this and get them in the kingdom. We need our people in the kingdom, and I mean God's people. I mean the chosen people, those that believe, the whosoever's wills. We deserve the kingdom. It is ours for the making. And I tell you this, it's going down in the PK. It's going down in the PK. Listen, 967 episodes in? Come on, man. 1,000 is like ears, is eye shot. What you mean? Listen, you know, like I know, it's time to get on board. Pay attention. Wake up. Get up. Oh, shut up. How about that? Ladies, are y'all ready?
How about that? We're ready.
I'm ready.
Let's talk about it. 319-527-6091. And the elevator is out of order. Now, Pastor Jordan, before we start, can you please let the enemy know? Not tonight. And I'm telling y'all, everything will happen, can happen.
Amen.
And if you allow it, it will happen. Oh, my bad. Go ahead, Toy.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Father God, it is once more again that we, your handmaid servants, come humbly yet boldly before the throne of glory. We come first and foremost as bad children before a good parent. We come asking forgiveness of any sins that we may have committed through thought, deed, or action, knowingly or unknowingly, sins of commission as well as omission. Father, we ask forgiveness and that you was cast it into yonder sea of forgetfulness, that it not rise up against us in that day of judgment. Then, God, we come into your courthouse with thanksgiving, and we enter into your gates with praise. We come glorifying your holy name. For you and you alone are worthy of the glory. You and you alone are worthy of the honor. You and you alone are worthy of the praise, God. For if we had 1,000 tongues, we could not praise you enough. We could not magnify you enough. We could not glorify you enough. Hallelujah, God. We stand in the gap this evening on behalf of any of the unsaved, for anybody that is doubting, for anybody who is wavering back and forth, God. We come standing in the gap for them this evening, calling on your mighty name, calling on your saving name, in the name of Jesus, God. We ask, God, that you will release a spirit of healing right now in the name of Jesus. We ask, God, that there is somebody out there listening that is about to turn their back on you for the love of a man. We ask, God, right now in the mighty name of Jesus, that you will strengthen them right now, that you will encourage them right now. In the name of Jesus, let them know that you will never leave them nor forsake them. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. Then, Father, we ask that you will release the spirit of healing. Release a spirit of joy. Release a spirit of deliverance in the mighty name of Jesus. But most importantly, God, we ask that you will hold the enemy at bay long enough that some lost soul will come to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ this evening in the mighty name of Jesus. And then as we always do, Lord, we ask that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. It is in the mighty name of Jesus that we pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
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 Amen. Amen. I'm trying to tell y'all, it's real out here. And this is not a game.
Don't get me wrong.
In the first place, you know, I'm the first person to let you know you should enjoy your life because you only get one, so you should live it to the fullest. But you got to be anchored. It's like you must be, you have to be, no, you have to be, it's a must. You must be anchored. Because if you're not anchored, my bad. I'm sorry. Now, listen, now that we have cleared the air, Mima, if you don't mind, I received something in my mailbox regarding you, and you joining the table added something else to our table. And I felt, who else better to address this but you? So, Mima, as we looking at this sign, and it says, out of order. What is it that we're supposed to do? Like, before we get on the stairs and start climbing the stairs, I know we need to take something, you know, we need to do something. So what is it that you would do? What's the first thing that you would do when you see that sign?
And see that sign that say out of order?
Yeah.
I'm going to say Jesus. The first thing I'm going to say Jesus. And the next thing I'm going to do is try to get that sign in order.
No, he said I'm gonna fix it myself. Tori, what about you? What would you say? What would you say when you seen it? What's the first thing you say? I like how she said Jesus.
The first thing when I see the sign on the elevator that says out of order,
right?
I'm gonna say Jesus, but it's not gonna be because I want to get it in order. I'm gonna be mad that I gotta do extra work to get the way I'm going. I ain't even gonna lie. I got used to the comfort and the ease of an elevator. You open, you press the button, the door's open. You get in the door, you hit a number to whichever floor you're going to. You feel a little jerk, and when the door opens again, you're there. But if the elevator broke, you gotta put some leg work in to get to where you gotta go. So yeah, now I'm gonna say Jesus, but because I got an attitude, I'm gonna be honest.
Keeping the Lord for doing
But it won't be because I'm blessed. I'm gonna just be complaining a little bit, but we bless God.
Amen.
Look, when I see it, I'm glad you said it because I know I'm pissed. I'm all the way sick, and not all really wanting to go in anymore. Like, I live up there. I need to go to the store. Maybe they'll fix that. Like, you know. And it's bad because usually when you see the sign, the door is wide open. So you actually in your mind think, "Ooh, the elevator's right there." So when you realize that the elevator is actually out of order and you step back out of the elevator and you got to think about what could happen, what could possibly be wrong with this elevator. And like Mima said, I'm trying to fix the elevator. Like before I even look at the stairs, I'm trying to figure out what happened. Is maybe it's stuck or maybe someone has it held up on another floor. Can you see what number it's on? That kind of stuff, you know?
Amen. Right. That's what I meant by fix it.
No.
Amen. When I say fix it, I'm gonna try to fix it. That means I'm gonna go find whoever's in charge and try to figure out what's going on with this elevator and get this thing back together.
I know that's right.
And that's an example of how I want us to look at tonight. when we think of the fact that the elevator is out of order. The way me mom expressed it says that she is on the 60th floor of this building. And in order for her to get up those steps, she must take the elevator. So understand, her not even getting on the elevator to go make sure that somebody else can fix this elevator, because whatever it is, even if I have to do it today, I'm sure not going to do it tomorrow. And we got to all be on that type time. And right now, it seems like the elevator is out of order.
On so many levels.
What we are trying to do tonight is to make people understand. And the reason why I say that is because a lot of people don't understand the elevator because I said 60th floor, and now they like, she talking about some rich stuff. I don't know nothing about that. I ain't never been on the 60th floor. Da, 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 da. And I'm dismissed this. No. That expression that we're using is the elevator doesn't go all the way to the ceiling. Right? The elevator doesn't go all the way up.
That's right.
Okay. I have heard it. They have been a couple of cans short of a six-pack. They have been a loaf of bread, but it don't have no end.
Amen.
You understand? Like, so by us saying that the elevator is out of order, if we need to go to the 60th floor, and this elevator is equipped to go all the way to 60th floor. If we only have a building that's about 50, maybe, I'm going to give you 50. How are we going to get to the next part? Like, the elevator doesn't go all the way up. You know, everything's not always there. Everything's not there. The elevator is out of order. The question really is tonight, is your building tall enough for your elevator to get all the way up? Did I say that right, y'all?
Mm-hmm.
You got it. Go ahead, sister.
319-527-6091 is the number to call in. I am giving you one last more opportunity to call all the people that you know, your family, your friends, anybody that's in your circle. Why? Because, one, this is meat for you to eat. This is meat for you to even chew up and preserve in your mouth like a mother would do. And then go back to wherever it is that you are and then start sharing this meat. But think of all the people, if you were having all the people that you know and all the people that they know and all the people that they know and all the people that they know. And you understand what I'm saying? And it would be only for what? So that the world would start to see what God is seeing and change in what it is that they do. Want to change in what it is that they do. Stop allowing certain things to be what they are. And y'all, you know what I think we need to do? Listen, the elevator is out of order. So before we climb these stairs, maybe we need to take it back. We need to take it back right now. I'm sorry, y'all. Maybe before I go up these steps, I got to get this off my chest. Because seriously, tonight, I wouldn't take back our little girls. Yeah, I know all the children need to be taken back. I know they all need to be taken back. But right now, the little girls, they're not little girls. They're little ladies. And I want the little girls back. And I'm talking little girls, you know, with Pampers. Pampers with ponytails, jeggings, and mid-dress and tights. Everything out, and, you know, jeans made of spandex, everything in tight.
Mm-hmm.
You, younger and younger and younger and younger. And no one is saying anything. So I'm like, what little girl, what are you wearing? What do you got on? I need our baby girls back. I want that conversation
yes.
back. I want their adolescent minds back. The way that they handle things or the lack of thereof.
Amen.
You know what I'm saying? Mm. Oh,
yeah,
my bad.
I'm with you.
Look, everything is wrong with this, and nobody seems, and I can't say nobody because we are somebody.
Right.
We are really the catalyst for this mighty move of God.
Amen.
So this is what I see, because there's no way in the world we aren't speaking up on the things that we are taking back right now tonight and things that we have taken back since this show started. There is no such thing as this shenanigan rhetoric or whatever you want to call it that we are watching daily and not speaking
wow.
up on it. It's no
Amen.
Way, especially if you call yourself somewhere close. The funniest part is tonight, look, y'all help me because I'm about to go somewhere else. Please, Jesus, just take it back. I want the little girls. What happened to the little girls that wanted to do cheerleading, that wanted to actually go outside? Can you imagine that?
What happened to the little girls jumping
rope? Around? Look, you want
yeah,
to jump
and roll, playing jazz.
And sweat outside? Oh, no.
Well, see, you
just
want to
know
what
happened.
I can tell you what happened. I can tell you what happened.
Mm-hmm.
We stopped really? Treating our little girls like little girls. See, there was a time that a little girl had ribbons or ballies in their hair and plaits. Whether they were 2 or 5, they might have had them big wooden or colorful beads in their hair, but they had their hair plaited and they looked like little girls. But now, today, we
Amen.
Got our little girls with contacts in their eyes. We got them with weaver bowls. Like when I was a little girl, we used to play with weaver wobbles. But right now, our little girls
mm-hmm.
are weaver bowls. I don't care if it's a short hairstyle. They got the puff out afro bush that they're putting. And I'm not talking about like 7, 8, 9 year old little girls. They start in this at 3, 4, 5. Weave all over. Tight clothes, as you just said. Because understand, the 3-year-old, the 4-year-old don't have money to buy it, so somebody buying it for them. So the first step that we
Amen.
Have to do in getting back our little girls is first we got to snatch back them. Thank you, Jesus, for catching my tongue. We got to snatch back them people that call themselves their mothers and fathers.
Tell the truth, Pastor.
That's it.
Amen.
Well, I figured that would be the first thing I had to get off my chest because I'm tired of walking around seeing people like that. And then I'm like, what's that? Like, that's not even fair. Like, I'm sick of that. Stop that mess. And they be so young, like little girls. Like, unacceptable. No, stop. Turn your hip around. Why are you posing like that? What are you doing? Why is that, you know? Are you tooting your butt? Sit
right.
your behind down. For real.
Oh,
you
so it's
you
too
4, 5, 6 years old. What are you doing? And then
you're
parents are like,
mom,
oh, these kids, that is not cute.
They grin and laugh.
Cut it out. I'm sorry. I apologize. Lady, would y'all like to take something back, or would you like to get started on these steps?
Hey, I tell you this much. I know what I like to take back. I like to take them back to the church. Bring them back where they come from. Show them what they're
yeah.
supposed to do. Teach them what they're supposed to be taught. And train them the way they're supposed to be trained. Because if you train them up the way they should go, then they won't stay far. They won't stay long. And they won't go far. So what we have to do is keep Christ in our families. It's so hard nowadays because you have so much internet and you have so many children. I have a a new grandbaby. My grandbaby's about 4 or 5 months old. His mother picked the phone up, and he goes and snatches the phone. You know, so they're learning these wicked ways as they're coming in the world. You know, so we have to be mindful of what we allow our children to do, and then how we allow them to do things, and then we grin and laugh and, oh, she's so cute. Oh, he's so cute. Oh, look at her with them tights on. That is wonderful. That's beautiful. No, honey, that's trampy. Take your kid and dress your kid like a kid. That's a four or five-year-old kid, not a 14 or 15-year-old kid, you know. So my thing is to take them back to the church, give them the knowledge and give them the understanding.
And this Amen. Is what I'm talking about, y'all. Wait a minute. This is what I'm talking about.
Amen.
If you don't pass this number to somebody that you care about, because tonight of all nights, on this special edition of the 967th episode, we just need to take it back. We do that every show. Because we believe that there is always something that we just can take back. Because one day, for real, we are taking back everything that the devil stole. So if you don't know now, you better get rid of it, because we taking it back if you don't let it go.
And guess what
the realness is? If you don't get it together, if you don't become part of the team, you might not be, like, needed anymore. So you how you say it,
Sister Adrian, if you don't get it together and do it the way it's supposed to be, or do it in the way God wants you to do it, your elevator will be out of order.
Ah, hallelujah, God.
You better make the praying for him. That's what's wrong with the others today. Their elevators is out of order, and they don't even know it. Their elevators is stuck in between. They think they somewhere in some spiritual, elevated, higher level of life or existence, and they stuck right between floors. They think because they got a church membership at a mega church somewhere, they something special to God. No, you're not. God didn't die so you could be somebody special because you go to a mega church. God died for the salvation and the saving of souls.
Amen.
But that's how we get. That's how we think. We think that it's all about us. We think God owe us something. When in all honesty, we owe him. We so busy trying to prove the fact that God is real that we done forgot. The fact that you breathing lets me know he real. The scientific probability of your existence coming into play without there being a creator at the backhand of it is almost astronomical. I read somewhere where they gave a report.
Go ahead, Pastor. Let them know.
I'm just saying. They said that in order for the right amount of an atom and the right of some other particle and all of these particles coming together in the soup of nothingness at the exact moment, at the exact time, to cause an explosion that will create life as we know it today. Through the generation, what some of it evolution, some of it God intervention. Even the scientists say that there's no way this could have happened without something behind it causing it to happen. Yet we still sit here trying to prove to folks that there's a God. Let me tell y'all something. I'm going to say it one time and one time only. And Lord, if I'm wrong, Father, forgive me, but I mean it for the bottom of my heart. I'm going to say it straight. My job is to plant the seed. I'm going to tell you that God is. I'm going to tell you that Jesus is real. I'm going to tell you about the power of his Holy Spirit. But I could care less if you believe it or not. I'm going to be real with you. That's between you and God. I am a farmer. My job is to drop seed. It's not to toil your soil. It's not to worry about what type of ground you live in. It's just to drop the seed. And if you got a problem with the seed I'm dropping, pick your soil up and go to another location.
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Wait a minute. Did she say pick your soil up? Come on now.
Pick it up.
Get your own dirt. take your own
door
and walk
that's right.
I mean, I'm just saying, because that was just like, but that is good, because think about it. Now you got all your stuff. You think you moving.
Amen.
You think you going up there because you're supposed to be up there because that's your call. You're supposed to be there. Oh, Jesus. I got to make my appointment. My appointment is up there. That's where my assignment is. But then I realized that the building, the elevator shaft that I have only goes to the 40th floor.
Woo!
Am I going to get to 60?
Gotta teach them.
That's when what Janice said comes into play. If you remember at the very start, Sister Janice said, I'm going
to
go find somebody to fix
this elevator.
I'm trying
to tell
you.
So
if you realize
go to climb
at floor 90, and you can't get past floor 40, what I suggest you do is don't get complacent and comfortable at floor 40. I suggest you go all the way back down to the lobby. Get off. Find that handy carpenter that they call Jesus the Christ, the Messiah,
Hallelujah.
The God man, and ask him to come fix your elevator. Because the problem might be that you're supposed to be on floor 90, but you was only built to 40 because you didn't allow him to finish the work.
Hallelujah.
I know I'm making somebody mad out there today. They ask me, I'm going to tell you, I don't care. I'm sorry. Take it up with Jesus. I didn't write it. I didn't say. I'm just telling you what his word declares.
Amen. That's all right. Long as the devil is a man, we don't care.
After I leave here.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, thank you, Janice.
Thank you, Janice. But I'm sorry, y'all. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead. I'm going to be good. It's y'all's turn. I'm going to be good. Look, I'm going to be quiet. I'm going to sip my coffee or Pepsi. And
trust me. It's okay because the way we're sitting at the table today, because there's so much that you can put into the elevator is broken. The elevator is out of order. But see, what the issue is, what's going on, just like Pastor Troy just said about a carpenter, the carpenter.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only way it's going to get all the way up there. The job is not going to be done in a day. The maintenance will be finished. But then the question is, do you have enough rope to pull yourself all the way up to the top?
Amen.
That's when it comes down to the anchor.
Because,
see, if your anchor is held on something, just as me mom said earlier, if you raise up a child in the way that they should go, they will maybe stray, but they will not go far, far away. And how about even if they do go far and their anchor is held, they ain't but going so far.
They don't remember.
Because once they get to the top of the anchor, let's just say you done went all the way, your anchor is held, right? So now you have strayed away and 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 strayed away from this anchor. Now watch the anchor flip on you and snatch you back. Hallelujah on the fact that when you take a long trip, it's always very long time to get there. And when you get back in the car to go home, it seems like it was half the time.
Right.
Do you understand?
Amen.
Me? Life that we live, the life, the struggle, the ups and the downs, the wrongs and the rights, and trying to mix it all together, and then the facade that we lied to ourselves and then have to give it to the world, because we do understand that the first thing that you have to stop lying to is yourself.
Amen.
And, you know, and this is to everybody. This is to me. This is to everybody that I know, because I like the fact that I used to lie to myself. And then God convicted me about lying to myself.
Amen.
And then to say, what? Like, so I said something to myself, and then myself said, what? Girl, you better get your life together. I said, oh, my. People tell me, Agent, you crazy. I say, yeah, well, you understand when you understand what you understand, and I understand what I understand. I said, but one thing I can tell you is I know that. No, I know that. And just like Pastor Tori just told y'all, that she's into throwing the seeds, and she ain't really worried about where it's going. And if you don't like it, you can pick your soil up. I'm letting you know. Well, no. I got a question. Somebody answer the question for me. What is that? What is the garden tool that they used to use to break up the soil? What is the tool called?
What? The rake, the hoe, which one?
The hoe. There you go.
I've been a lot worse.
But if I could do it for Jesus, if I could do it for him, I definitely know I'ma do it for God.
What? Gotcha.
Hold on, wait a minute. Stop.
You better drop
what?
$10. Say that again. Say that one more time. I'ma say it for her. She said if she gave her all to Satan, she's sure enough gonna give her all to God. I just had to break that down.
Break that down, because if you think about it, I was good at what I did. So now,
understand that this
ground is broken. This ground is going to be broke. Everything, you can take your soil if you want to. I'm going to go get it. How about that? Check. Throw these seeds over here. Shit like a crop. Fly. Coming out of a machine. Because guess what? It is no longer. There's people that are standing there and won't go find out what's wrong with the elevator. But be mad that it don't work.
Amen.
Standing in the lobby cussing. For what? Because it looked like it's out of order. You didn't even care enough to go figure it out for yourself.
Amen.
Somebody else should stand outside and told you, well, you know the damn elevator don't work. So now you mad already. You ain't even go and check it yourself.
You ain't go check and see if it works or not.
You ain't go check it. You took somebody else's word that the elevator broke.
That the elevator
broke. And then you go up all your 60 floors. Because you know the stairs is always going to take it, because they say it's a highway to heaven. Highway to heaven. So you got to climb the stairs. You would like to be in the elevator, because then you would be there. But imagine if you climb the stairs and you get all the way to the top, and then when you get to the top, you hear a ding and somebody steps off the elevator.
It sound out. You know what they done? They done found out that Jesus is real. That's what they did. They found out. But they didn't believe. They wouldn't believe what the other guy said, that he's not real. And then when they walked up that step, they heard that ding and said, oh, Jesus is real, isn't he? Amen.
Ding. Ding. It's like you hear the bell and you watch somebody walk off. You never even took your shot to go push the button to see if the door just closed and start to take you up the steps. What I'm trying to say tonight is somebody on this line, somebody listening, is connected to a building that may have a dysfunction to the point where something needs to be opened up for that elevator to be able to go all the way to the top of the building.
Amen.
And I believe that the only way that you really look at that is by checking yourself. And then you gotta ask yourself, is my building ready to go all the way to the top? Now, I ain't saying you was going to shoot up there, because, you know, it's funny because when you're in an old elevator, so he said you only get to drop when you get to your floor. When you're in an old elevator, you hear a whole lot. You hear the doors shaking. You hear the door, like, especially if you're in like one of them box elevators where you hear like the chain pulling you up. Jesus. Come on now. I'm talking about elevators now. These kids don't understand what they got now. Because, you know, you just walk into, you walk into the vestibule of where you need an elevator, and it just knows that the elevator is coming to you because they can feel you down there. What?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I didn't even push the button.
I'm sorry. Can I go there with you while you on these elevators? Just
leave
this elevator. Can I go there? I got to go to you on this elevator because this is the part to get me about an elevator. We push this button, and two doors open, and we step into this little box. We trust that this box is going to take us from the ground floor all the way up to the top floor or whichever floor is in between. Now, understand, there's nothing underneath that elevator.
Hallelujah.
It's not a pad. It's not a, although, yes, it is a chain or a hook or a pulley system or however they got it operating. I'm not an engineer. I'm just telling you some of the ones I've seen. However they have it operating, there is something that is pulling it up. But even though there is something pulling it up, at the end of the day, it's not holding it in place except for what's pulling it up. And by faith, we step on that elevator, push those buttons, and expect to get up at the floor we push. What that got to do with us?
Yeah.
The same system that's set up to pull that elevator box up is the same system that's set up in the spiritual realm to pull us up. It's the Holy Spirit. And we're supposed to step into our situation by faith, trusting God to get us to the place that we're trying to get to. Go ahead from there, Adrian. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Amen. Amen,
Percy.
Go ahead, sister. Go ahead.
You right. Look, go tell them what telling me, Mom, because tell her, because I'm like,
You got it going on. Go ahead.
Now, I'm just saying, we it's stuff that we look at on a daily basis that can help us in our walk with Christ, and we just ignore it. You know how we say, it's like I said earlier, some folk I know the elevators just don't go all the way to the top floor, but I love them nonetheless. Understand, there's some spiritual folk I know that your spiritual elevator don't go all the way to the top floor. And I, some of y'all won't, can't even get up off the foundational floor. Like, your elevator's stuck in the basement.
Wow.
Because you won't go.
What? You know what happened in the basement now? You know what happened in the basement? Everything happened in the basement. If you get bodies in the basement, the morgue in the basement. Like, everything was super. When we grew up, you never wanted to hit B. You never hit B on the elevator. You never went down. You only went to the start.
Never.
As long as you hit the star is going to take you where you need to go. The star takes you to your car. I used to always say that. The star takes you to the car because it gets you out the door. Never go to the door. Jesus, don't go through the basement. Oh, I'm sorry, because rats be in the basement. It be all types of stuff in the basement.
And you're subjected to
where it is, what it is, is confined. You might think that it's good because you're by yourself. You might say that it's good because you got peace of mind. You might say that it's good because nobody is nagging you or nobody is doing this or nobody is doing that. But I'm here to tell you that you are lying to yourself.
And I want you to remember,
lying to yourself.
You are holding on to something,
and you're holding on to it the wrong way. I don't know who I'm out here talking to, but whoever you are out there listening or will listen, you are holding on to the wrong thing. And that is keeping it further and further and further away. What God? What the situation? What the happy? What the joy? What anything that you can put in there that makes you better than the basement?
Amen.
Is keeping you away from.
Amen.
And let me help you. You can take the stairs. You can take the stairs. And guess what? If you only got to go from the basement up, guess what? You only got to walk up one flight of stairs.
One flight of stairs.
You ain't got to hit 60 stairs. But you don't think like that because the elevator doesn't really go all the way up to the shaft. So what we're trying to say is that if you change the thought process, then maybe you'll be able to think about some stuff a little bit better. And then as you're thinking, the elevator is starting to lift higher and higher because when you start to become more conscious of the things that are going on, it gets deeper and deeper. And then you're saying, no, I apologize, God. No, I'm sorry. I know better. I know better because I did better before because I was in a spot like this and you changed it before and I know what I went through, but sometimes I know what I went through and guess what? Sometimes I know what I went through and I know what I went through so well that I can go through it. Lying to yourselves.
Yeah.
The elevator is out of order. We got to do better. We got to do better. You know why? Because now our kids are eager to get to the 60th floor. Well, they don't even know that they're going to the 60th floor, but they just want to go up because they see people going up. The kids just want to go up, so they're looking at you like, Mommy, why we not moving? Why we didn't get in the elevator? Well, just be quiet, be quiet, be quiet, because the elevator is just broke. Just wait. Here, use the phone and take a selfie. I don't want to take a selfie. Why are we not getting the elevator right now? Because right now is not the time to get in the elevator. We got to get in the elevator a little bit later. But, Mom, I want to get in the elevator right now. Why we can't go up there? I want to go up there. I can get up there. I'm looking up there, and I want to go up there. See that thing all the way up there? Mom, see that thing all the way up there? Mom, you don't see that thing all the way up there? No, just be quiet. Just be quiet. I don't see it. No. Would you leave me alone?
Wow.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
That's trying to figure out.
So now
how to get
I don't even
want to
look back up in the shaft. I don't want to look back up in the shaft because when I look up in the shaft, you get real mean and you really don't listen. And you're really, really, really wrong when it comes down to that. So the last thing I'm going to do is look up in the shaft. Because if you tell me that I can't get up there and I want to get up there, there's nothing else worse than telling me as a kid that I can't do it. Because if you're telling the kids right now that they can't do it, you're setting the kids up for failure and it ain't got nothing to do with anybody else but you.
Amen.
It ain't got nothing to do with anybody else but
you.
They
want to know. So if you got an anxious kid that want to know, tell them. Tell them about
they
got to
know. They only know. They only want to know because they need to know. How about that?
Yes.
Because when they see it again, they need to know what it is. How about that?
Amen.
Why? Because they need
Amen.
To. Why? Because if it's there at that age, imagine what it'd be 10, 15, 20 years later.
Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Because remember,
Hallelujah.
Nothing is perfect under the sun. And we
nothing.
Are all still striving daily. Daily. That's why I say your mercies renew every morning because guess what? You fell short yesterday.
Jesus.
But he always gives us a chance. If you're breathing, that's why we said in the very beginning, if you're breathing, that's really about it. Nothing really else to talk about. There's nothing really else to talk about, especially if you're talking about God.
Amen.
Everything else wouldn't happen if you didn't take the breath.
Hallelujah.
So don't supersede him and then don't want to talk about him but want to talk about everything else.
Mm-hmm.
The reason why we do what we do and how we do what we do, the way that we do what we do, is so that everybody can understand exactly how much God loves you, how much God
Amen.
Loves them, how much God loves me, how much God loves Jane, how much God loves Tori, like how much God loves PKN. Why? Because PKN is diligently out here telling you that you just need to put your hand out.
Amen.
And God is going to grab you. Why? Because
Amen.
You are, or you should be, because you have been. You have been anchored in something that he promised never to let you go.
Hallelujah.
So now it's almost kind of like the hands just hanging there. The elevator ain't working all the way. But then the top of the elevator opens up. and you look at the elevator from the top, because now, because the kids have nagged you so much and the kid now is not paying you any attention, we want to know why our kids are just running amok, because they can't follow meth, right? So now the kids have just jumped in the elevator shaft because they know that the people are going up, and guess what? They can see the hand that is there. They can see it. But they need to be picked up so they can reach it. Like a little hoist me up. Daddy, can you put me on your shoulder?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I want to reach the hand. I know it's a little bit different tonight. And Chappie's here, so we ain't got to worry about too much. But I'm going to tell you this, and I'm going to tell you just like this. There is not any more time. Ha. Not any more time. Do you understand that? There is not any more time. That means, guess what?
Ain't no more time. Ain't no more time for you.
Not no more time. Look, not no more time. Because if I said not no more time, then that means that the double never means that there is so much time.
Amen. Go ahead, tell them the truth.
I need you to understand that. Because it's important when you talk. Because you got to understand when you speak things into your existence. You need to be able to speak it right. Because you don't want to speak it wrong. Because not nothing means a whole lot of something.
Amen.
But
did
not
she
anything.
In English lecture, all at the same time. You better go, Holy Ghost.
Listen.
Go,
what I'm trying to say is y'all better reach up and get this hand. God is waiting for you. My God. God is waiting for you. And if you're on this line tonight, or if you are listening, then that means that he is definitely waiting for you. So the call tonight is for you.
Hallelujah.
Are you ready to step in the elevator shaft and get unbroken? Get fixed.
Oh, Jesus.
Go to the office and find out exactly what is wrong with this thing. And guess what? Step in it and take your ride.
Yes, God.
I'm done. You go ahead. Go ahead, Tori. Look, y'all get your call to salvation and stuff. Don't forget, y'all better have your relationship right. That's all I can say.
I don't know why they always do the whole call and then say, go ahead. Like, I'm going to say something different what she said. At the end of the day,
I mean, you can do the announcements whatever. I don't care what you do.
Look, I'm going to just say it like this. If you realize your elevator don't go to the top floor, if you realize that your elevator is stuck, if you realize that your elevator won't move, what I suggest that you do is that you go find the carpenter, the engineer of the building, and you go to him and ask him to come fix your spiritual elevator. And the way that you ask him to come fix your spiritual elevator is you just acknowledge the fact that he is. It's that simple. You know, if you live in an apartment building, you complaining about everything need to be fixed, but if you ain't never went and told the landlord or the janitor that stuff is broken, you can't complain it's not fixed. Because understand, the landlord nor the janitor has the legal right to come into your location without your permission. I don't care if it's their building or not. You're the tenant. You're renting it. Right now, you are renting your body. The Lord has given you this body, this building, this dust of the earth that we walk in. And for some of us, our stuff ain't working right. And it is time that we go get the engineer, the landlord, and the janitor, and let God, Jesus, the Holy Spirit, know that, hey, we need you in our lives. We need you to fix our lives. Yes. We need you to clean up our lives. And no, that's not a scapegoat and put it on some mystical thing. Because after you accept him, you then have to begin to walk with him. I liked how you said it earlier. Not just walk with him, but walk and talk with him. Because some of y'all walking with God, but don't talk to God. And you can't understand why you keep getting lost. He's sitting there saying, turn left. If you just walk him, I'm talking about, I'm just so happy I am walking with God. But you don't hear nothing he say, do, so you're not doing it. And then you try to figure out why your life is messed up.
why your elevator ain't going to the top floor. It's as simple as accepting Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. And you can do it by saying this prayer after me. Just repeat these words. Just say, Father God, I come to you this evening. I give you my life. I accept the gift that you offered in over for my life, which is your son, Jesus Christ. I ask him to forgive me of my sins. I ask him to make me new. I will begin to study his word so that I can grow in him and him in me. In Jesus' name, amen. And then the last thing you do is tell somebody. Just let somebody know, hey, I gave my life to Christ today. It is not no big, deep, crazy thing. It's just that simple.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in the spiritual realm, there is something very mystical and deep going on when you give your life to Christ. According to the word of God, the angels begin rejoicing for every soul that comes to Christ. So we just bless God for the mystical. You might not feel the mystical. You may give your life to Christ today and still feel exactly like you did before you did it. That's okay. That's why we encourage you to find a Bible-believing, teaching, preaching sanctuary where you can grow in the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ and heal from the trials and the tribulations of this world. But if for some reason you cannot, that's God. That is why he has Purpose Kingdom Network here for you. Please join us tomorrow evening for another episode of Purpose Kingdom Network right here on www.blogtalkradio.com/Purpose Kingdom. We will be broadcasting at 9 p.m. with the episode of One Touch Transformation with our host, Reverend Arsenius Jackson, at 9 p.m. You can feel free to follow us on Facebook as well as on LinkedIn at Purpose Kingdom. We are on Instagram and Twitter at Purpose_Kingdom. Please feel free to email any comments, questions, suggestions, or concerns to us directly at PurposeKingdomNet@gmail.com. We would love to hear from you, to pray with you, and to pray for you. I just bless God for each and every one of you who joined in with us to this, our 967th episode of Purpose Kingdom Network. We thank you for your patronage. We bless God for you. We are praying for you. And my last thought is, if you know your elevator ain't working, don't stand there staring at it. Go get Jesus to help you fix it. Love y'all. I'm going to holler at y'all in 2 weeks. Sister Adrian, Sister Janice, the ministry is back in y'all's hands to close us out.
That was, did y'all hear what she said? I ain't going to say it. I'm leaving it alone now. Now y'all understand why I always pass it on. Because I don't know what I be saying and I don't know who I be saying it for. But it's something about the way she says what she says because there's something in it. And it backs it, y'all. So
amen.
If you don't get it my way and you can get it her way, then that says you're going to get it God's way. And that's what is important, that we are getting
amen.
This word. So, me, Mom,
yes, that's so good.
You go ahead and say your good evenings.
that is important with the authority. And she gave it to you guys with authority. So take it, receive it, hear it, pray on it, let it go, and bless God. Amen?
Amen. Hallelujah. Take it,
receive
it, let it go, and bless God.
Wow.
And I think in the very, very beginning, when we started this show, I said there was a couple of things that you should want to do. And I think one of them was wake up, pay attention, get up. What was it? It was a whole bunch of them. Oh, get on board, pay attention.
Get on board.
Wake up, grow up, get up, or shut up. And that was the same thing. I mean, but we said that in the beginning like that. But I just needed to... It's important, y'all, because right now what's going on is people are looking at people and their people are looking at their elevators, and they are just assuming, they are saying that their elevator is not going all the way up. And we can see that the elevator is not going all the way up. But the question really then becomes, is the building even big enough? Maybe they need help. Maybe they don't know the carpenter. They might not know the carpenter, so you have to invite them. You have to introduce the carpenter to them. and let them know, you know, he is the one that can build this. That's what we did tonight. That's what we were doing tonight. So if you felt anything, if you heard it, if you felt like somebody was talking about you, you felt like this was going on and that was going on, and we knew everything about what was going on in your situation, I need you to know that we did, because God knows all. God sees everything. And if you felt it that much tonight, then that meant God was talking to you.
Hallelujah.
I know a lot of it, I felt like they was talking about me, because, like, they had, you know, I was thinking, well, dang, me and my mom know me like that. Like, she don't really be on me, but, dang, she talking all my, oh, man. Understanding. So we just not sitting on here talking to you like somebody better than or whatever, or we know better, or how about, like, Corey says, that we got a hell to, or a heaven to put you in. But the point of it is, if you are looking at elevators, and the first thing you're looking at when you see a building is that you're looking at the elevator, and you're saying that the elevator doesn't go all the way up to the top. What I'm saying is you got to step back and then go up and look, because the elevator shaft might not be built.
Amen.
And they really might need the help building that shaft. Because everybody that's trying to build something needs to know that you can't really build anything by yourself. How about that?
Nothing. How about that?
You always going to need somebody's hand. You're always going to need, can you grab this screw? Can you hand me the hammer? Can you go reach and get this piece of this nail? I hold the ladder right here. You understand? So I understand that we think that the job is ours and we did the job. But just because you were on the ladder for 8 hours doesn't mean that you were the only one that was working. Because somebody else might have been holding that ladder up to make sure that you didn't fall. And guess whose job is more important? Neither.
Yeah.
But God loves everyone the same.
The difference
is if your relationship is not right. If your relationship doesn't give you the authority to go all the way up to the top floor and not have to have a passcode and everything, but just hit the button and be able to go all the way up, and you always hear your ding, ding, ding.
Amen.
It starts becoming a mess.
This is real. Amen.
And that's what it is. And we need to hear more dings. Because the more dings we hear, the more people are getting the message. The more people are getting the message, the more God's love is being spread through human beings. Nothing extraordinary. Nothing major. Nothing that you got to get dressed up for. Nothing like that. Simple stuff. People make God so complicated. People make God just extremely complicated. And I think God is one of the most easiest things. He made sure that he was that good, enticing, everything. Any and everything that you wanted, God could provide it. God does provide it. God will provide. But you gotta trust in him. You gotta know it. And if you don't trust in the fact that we're coming back, meet us here tomorrow at 9 PM. So you can understand that we do this thing every day, because guess what? It's going down in the PK. It's going down in the PK. And y'all got to understand, 967, we on our way. So start listening out for the 1,000. Start listening out for what we're going to do, because guess what? If you're listening to us and we're helping you, we would love to meet you.
Amen.
We would love to meet you. And yes, we will invite you to come. Yes, we will have something out there so that you will know exactly where we are. Yes, because if you want to touch and agree, that's what we're here to do. So, everybody, it's almost about to be 10 o'clock, so we're all getting cut off tonight and we're all going home the same time.
Yes, we are.
And I guess in 2 weeks, not 2 weeks. We'll be back next week. I don't know what toy we're talking about.
Next week.
We'll be back next week. We back next Monday. We back on Monday. So y'all have a good night. Be safe. And save somebody on your way, you know? Talk to you next week.
Amen. And don't stand at the stairs looking up after you done seen the elevator was out of order. Don't stand at the bottom of the stairs looking up. Go find your carpenter.
Jesus.
Amen.
Oh, amen.
Jesus bled.
He raised me, I will not lose. He saved me, I will not lose. Set me free, I will not lose.
Devil wanna see me down, I will not lose.
Save me, I will not lose.
Yeah.